Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you must be near Uganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren. How are you in our Lord Jesus? I'm going to request you move, greet your brethren, the one who is next to you. Tell them, have you come the whole of you? Have you come the whole of you? Because we've come in the courts of God, that we can get the light of the word as we eat the sweet light, because the light of knowledge, it is sweet to those who see the word of God. Tell them, have you come the whole of you? Tell them in the Psalms 23,
say,
the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Because, explain to them, he restores my soul. Yes, he
leads
you beside the clean waters, where the green pasture of the word, and he also restores your soul. Prove when he's brought you. Even the spirit and the soul, they have followed. Lest you remain in the market. You
may have
somewhere and the body arrived here, and your thoughts are elsewhere. It's not good to be in the courts of God when you are like that. Prove you are here, the whole of you. First, prove you check in your mind. Are you here?
Yeah?
Yes.
So
if a reason to that one next to you, proving that you are all here. Tell them the last thing you did, where you came from. There they will prove that you left it and you came here. You see one struggle. I don't remember what I did last. You know they remained elsewhere. Have they told you when they were coming? What did they last do as they moved to come? A person does not know what they last did, they have not been ready to come, the whole of them.
This
one who doesn't remember, they have told you. Yes. Tell them always moving that Psalms.
And
you come, the whole of you, to the shepherd God. And your outward man comes, your inner man. Yes. And you all come. Lest one remains behind as they think. Anyone who has remained thinking of hunger, they tell you the last thought of what?
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
We thank God the Almighty,
who
has moved on to gather us again this day, that he may move to teach us to profit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we move to glorify him. Him who has not forsaken us in the evil days like this, as he moves on, enlighten us light of his word.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We thank God that he never forgets where he has gotten us from. All the time he remembers where he's brought us from. Except we as his children, as usually forget where he has brought us from. God speaks to the last books of the Old Testament, even the New Testament, and reminds children of Israel, I am the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt. Have you ever analyzed that word? That God never forgot, always tell children of Israel, that I am the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt, the land of bondage.
He never
forget to remind them. I wanted to tell you this word. It's not good you forget where God has brought you from. For the truth, he never forgets there. Do you know why he never forgets there? Because remembers the tears he cried to you, him as he renamed you. Yes. The problem which happens, you after he redeems you, and then you commit sins. Have you understood me well? You know when he was getting the children of Israel from Egypt, now the word of wisdom we've not given us the heading. The heading is God never forgets where he brought you from until he will reach you in heavens. Because that's what he did to the children of Israel in the Old and the New Testament. He came reminding them, telling them, I am the Lord your God who brought you from the land of Egypt, the land of slavery. Praise Jesus.
That's
what you read how many times, teacher Ed, in the Bible.
Many
times. The sorrows you are into, the pains, the tears, and the things like those, the problem which happened, we forget, and we sin after. But the good thing, even his mercy is like that. But it is very bad.
It's
so bad to forget where God brought you from. Yet he will never forget. I wanted us to speak about it briefly. I'll speak about it more tomorrow. Mark it the times it appears in the Bible.
And
it reminds children of Israel every time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, he told Prophet Moses, I have heard the cries of my people.
And
that's why me, I have come. Let's read in the Exodus, we see. Exodus chapter 2, verse 23.
Abana ba Israeli ne basinda ku lw'obuddu bwabwe ne bakaba n'okukaba kwabwe ne kulinnya eri Katonda ku lw'obuddu bwabwe.
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23. And it came to pass in the process of the time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned by reason of the bondage, and they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage.
Yes.
You know, God told the prophet Abraham that your children, descendants, they will go to the land of Egypt in bondage. And they'll spend their 400 years. After the 400 years, I will come redeem them. He had a reason why he took them into Egypt to become slaves. That they first know that to serve Satan, it is filled of sorrow. But to serve God, it is filled of peace and goodness.
He
never told us to serve him in vain. Serving God is not in vain. We shall speak of them that you can analyze this well. But the truth is, the children of Israel, 400 years after they passed, it means 1,000 years passed and they had not understood. 400 years. 100 years passed. And they are not realized. How do they serve God? And they added them other 100 years. Still they are not understood how they serve God.
And
they added them 100 years. They had not understood. 399 years. Gosi, perhaps they have understood now. They understood upon bondage to be slave to Satan, how it is. Let me call them to serve me. When he called them, he said, let my children come sacrifice to me.
Of
sacrifice of inspiration of wisdom. Now they cried, and the Lord heard the bondage and slavery they are into, and he came redeemed there. Now the terrifying thing.
Now
due to it's the terror upon your life. Them after gotten from land of bondage. Those who had not realized it, they died along the way. 440 years. And they struggled with him. They had not learned, he brought them out of Egypt to serve him. And their children were reaching the land of Canaan. Them too never understood well. But you know you were there. Still God redeemed you. Got you from the land of bondage. The land of serving Satan. The land of serving sin. Which was meant to be death. Destruction in hell and the lake of fire. And he wanted that you serve him. He forgives you. For he forgives the one who serves him. When you serve him, then he gives you eternal life. Began to give you few eatings, like cars in the houses.
Just
peace in your home. And you forgot. Let me tell you, little gentleman. There are seasons you cry to the Lord. That's the reason why he saved you. But I don't want you to forget them. Even your bondage, you just cut it just. They are still moving on into your bondage. But we have mentality forgetting. He never forgets. He knows every sorrow you've ever experienced. And in preaching instruction to you, does not want you to go back to that sorrow, for he knows it. But you refuse instructions. Forgot the sorrow you passed through. You forgot it. You want to forget the sorrows. You know, a poor person can live poor 20 to 30 years and 50 or 49. The 50th year when they get rich, they can forget poverty and problems and the troubles they have seen for 49 years. And they abuse the poor.
I
insult them of being poor and how they cannot handle themselves. And things like that. Because he already forgot. A person who is hungry. Very hungry. 1 hour they can eat food and leave leftovers. Yes.
A
person so hungry. In 1 hour. They can power the remaining. That is a fool. That he feels they are satisfied to the limit. Have you understood me? You forget so much. See the story of your experience. Here are the tears. If you can remember them well, if you can know the heaviness which has been upon your heart, that cried was the little heaviness to that you are heading onto. On this earth, in hell, in the lake of fire, God cut you off from the journey of sorrow. But you've forgotten. Now you sin within grace.
Wanji,
are we there? You are in grace. You keep sinning. had never seen much sorrow before. No. God in hell waited for you to fall into much sorrow. You think those who fall there come back? God cut off your journey of sorrow. Remembers even when he cut it off, you is one who remembered, forgetting you. You see, why you forget to lay your heart to the scriptures? You forget when he saved you, he preached scriptures to you. Now you say that they are too much. But your child, not remembered. What makes you free is to know truth. Now you want to say what made you free is because we are worthy to be free.
Where have we been?
You've forgotten.
Still
we're saved by grace.
Era.
And you say I had qualities of getting saved.
Where have you been?
God should be moved in the land of darkness of ignorance. Now
you
give a light knowledge, you say. Me too. I know God. Leave me.
It's
nothing you tell me.
Okay.
Where have you been? The darkness of ignorance, where you were. How
were.
You struggled in the scriptures, you never understood them.
Yes.
Don't even remember the day God met you to
be
the
light.
He remembers
what
you are speaking. What
yearning
you are on, now you forgot all. You no more yearn. You say we are in the stream of knowledge. You think it will dry. You say you think
he's
a person in the green pastures.
Drink
this clean water.
You think
he's a rich child to drink it. You forget so much. I've seen a great forgetting. Those of full knowledge, you forget so much. You forget the demons which strangled you, which chased you.
Forget
you began businesses of cassava, flying cassava. And you did sell all. It remained there. Now God changed you. All you have forgotten, God never forgets. He never forgets. All the time he told the Israelites,
I
am the Lord your God who get you from the land of Egypt, the land of bondage, the land of sin sorrows. He never forgets. But how a human who is foolish to which
excuse, your heart
is he never forgets the pain you pass through. You pass through it, you forget it. But teacher Jacob, what?
How does it happen?
Repeat this verse, Bishop C. And what did you go think about it?
It's
you was born in a funny state. Yes. You were born in a funny state. Go ask those who buffed you, they explain you. It's you always got sick. It's you was attacked
already.
Your growth was a struggle. I know all people get saved, all of them problems. Whether you are in the house of the rich or the poor. Because he was putting a life to get weary. Never gets saves those who are not weary.
Though
you are in the house of the rich, is so much sorrow there. It's you got sick. Demons and clans were upon you. It's you was segregated. Yet in the houses of the rich.
It's you,
they grew, giving out to different fathers and mothers and uncles. Aunties, you are just scattered in different places like that. You speak to your neighbor if you can, that experience. You can tell them one of the things you remembered. It's you the robbed. It's you your blessing taken away. You were
beaten.
You had favor from the Father. And
they
took it away. You lagged behind. God never forgets. He knows where he brought you from.
And
what you passed through.
The
reason why he remains rebuking you. Not what you did, see that life again. But you have a fight with him again because you forgot where he brought you from. Forgot the day you got saved, you asked people, where is it written? Now today you forget to move within the scriptures. Today, yes, you spend in salvation, you say. You first produce the scriptures. There are even some. They get angered with the husbands and wives. And one says, you first put the Bible on the side. Let us first finish this, our fight.
Yeah?
Yes.
Aha, katusome wano brother.
Let's read here, we see.
Okuvesure yokubiri, noru nyiriri orasatu, orabiri mwesatu.
Exodus chapter 2 verse 23.
Awe naku ziribwe zaita wenye nji, kabaka we misiri nafa. Abana ba isi dairi, nebasi inda kurobu dubu avwe. Nebakava no kukava, nebakava no kukava kwa avwe, nekuli nyeri katonda kurobu dubu avwe.
And it came to pass, in process of the time, that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel groaned by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. Verse
24.
And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. Verse
25.
And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had concern for them. Yes. You know the day you were in sorrow.
Rich
cried, God thought of it.
And
he said, this child, save them, what can I do?
Let
me first prepare for them one, the apostle. That one, he will give rest to them. One will give a command. Isaiah 28.
Those
told to give the others rest, even refreshment, and they never did it.
But
me, when he sends me, I give you rest. For he saw you long before. You are in tears, right from your parents' homes. Even in the womb, they are persecuting it. I speak of you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Because
in Job, you say,
there
was the plug from the breasts, others in the wombs, they persecuted them. But you forgot. More of this. Let's read in the chapter
3.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 7. Exodus chapter
3,
verse
7.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 7.
Mukama na yogera anti, David dedalo kubona bona kwa bantu bange, abali mu Misiri. Nempulira kukaba kwawe, kulwaba baba koza. Kubanga manyi, ennaku zaabwe.
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt. And I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. Verse
8. Okuva
And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good and large land, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Verse
9.
Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Yes. He saw before he said, I have heard their cry, I have seen their afflictions, for I know it. You know you can suffer and God is seeing you? God, you don't see me. He says, there's something I've been training in you. Have you seen serving Satan, how it is heavy? Now when you reach to serve me, always humble.
For
I've never told that the person served me in vain. But you know you. God, all the fire brought you from. Troubles. When you humble to the evil ones, you served them. He said he tried to show you. When you reach to serve him, you lay all your heart. And never forget where he's passed you from. But you forgot like that. God has saved your spirit. God is from many troubles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So let us always remember those we shall move to speak of them tomorrow. May God bless you. But you think of that word. It is not good you forget. Even understanding you never understood. Before you read the Bible, you wonder which book you're reading.
But
right now you read there, you understand. After you get hardened like that, you told Joshua 24,
see,
after I will do good to you, if reach their sin against me, I come back, beat you myself. Praise Jesus much. If forget in the short time, just like 5 years of full knowledge in this ministry, when we shall make 10 years, which, where will you be? When we shall reach even the peace, just of the way we are just eating manna by now, when we reach Canaan in the land flowing with milk and honey, how and which extent are you going to forget? If now you forget, when you just get money to pay a house, and you just pay rent, if you now build, you will forget to which extent. If you forget, when you just get profits,
business,
your business
increases
now to 10 millions. If you earn billions, what will you do then? You say business has consumed me. Immediately you're consumed by business. You forgot. It's you fried pancakes.
Just 10,000
you never sold the entire day. Forgotten prayers you prayed. Even you buzzed your head. Under inside the bed. Now you speak one two words. Lord, I want this. And he sends it.
Oh.
So bad. Very sorry for you.